not even wearing a bra, but my brown line itches.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Nope. Your host. Everybody that wears a bra knows my struggles. And Jenna. Fuck.
That was so clean. Holy shit.
That was clean. Wow. I don't think we've ever had a cleaner intro. Hope you didn't fuck up the recording already.
Startled.
Oh, recording. Whoops. I knew I forgot something.
God damn it.
Jesus.
All right.
Wait, but like for real though, or can we keep going?
No, we're recording.
Oh, okay, good. Like, no, you can't have one that clean and then just be that casual about not being recording.
No, it's time for you to drink.
I like drinking. I'm drinking a Woodchuck Hard Cider Sangria. That's a drink, apparently, and I'm going to drink it now. Yeah, that tastes like pretty much everything I expected. It's an apple cider. But also sangria. Yep.
Like, all the best parts of those things or the worst parts of those things?
Oh, no, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's not, I'm not going to serve it with a five-course meal or anything like that, but, you know.
I was getting no judgment off of you on this at all. It was very just like...
I'm not a very judgy person overall, Salsa.
I believe that's a lie. Yeah. My face may not be the same face that Salsa's making, but my reaction is the same.
I don't know why you think I'm so judgy. When's the last time I judged you?
Some of our listeners just pulled their cars over. They were offended. At last, it's happened. You've offended them.
Oh, I'm sure I've offended them before this.
Yeah. Maybe they're good taste, but not like this.
It's not like, oh my God, classy, but it's tasty enough.
Tasty's good.
Yeah.
Tasty is good.
The can does say red and fruity. Is it red and fruity?
Kind of. It's actually more like a fruit punch got added to an apple cider, but with a little bit of a tannin afterwards.
Interesting.
I don't know how to describe it better. It's way, way more like fruit punch sugary than like your normal sangria. You know what I mean? Like, there's a different type of sangria sugary thing. Mm-hmm. But it does have a tannin-y thing going on at the end of it, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah.
James and I are drinking a Key Lime Honey Goza from Nine Mile Brewing.
Well,
yeah, no, I've been looking forward to this one.
Pinkies up for that,
since
bitches.
I bought it.
Jesus. Let me read the thing while you're drinking.
All right.
Sweet. There are no tasty notes, just key lime honey. Well, no, fuck me then. From Bloomington, Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're located on James Avenue.
Oh yeah,
they are now.
So that's pretty all right?
Oh, that's a bit of all right.
That's delicious. It's very subtle, but it's delicious.
The sourness of the key lime and the sweetness of the honey balance perfectly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And there
it is, key lime honey. I don't know what part of that threw you.
I forgot the honey part.
Oh, okay.
That would be why.
All right. That makes sense then.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah. This is a delicious beer.
That is a refreshing beer.
I was hoping I'd be able to read more off of this while you started.
It's just their generic crawler can with a sticker on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says what it is and what the ABV and the stuff is.
The circles and the arrows on the back of each one explaining what each one was. And
this is ABV of 5.1%.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
This was batch number 38.
Oh, very good year.
Say it slower.
Canned. On 6/21.
Okay, stop saying it slower. That's weird.
Price.
It's like, it's not even faux sexy. It's just weird.
$10.
Yeah, I don't. No. Nope.
Contains.
I'm sorry.
750 milliliters.
Oh my God. Somewhere.
Of beer.
Somewhere a monkey's claw. Like, just one of the. Finger is just curled
Please
up.
Please enjoy within 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
And always. eyes keep chilled.
Gross. Ew.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the monkey's finger on the monkey's paw was the middle one. That was
Oh my God. So, hey, fuckers, what have you been up to?
I failed a test.
You failed a test?
I failed a test.
Was it a therapy test? Was it a blood test?
Oh.
I've always wanted to fail a blood test.
Was it a urine test?
See?
I've always wanted to fail an unfailable test. I feel like that would be a feather in my cap.
James, this is not urine. You failed.
Oh no.
Oh god. So that's what happened to my apple home? Juice.
Look, there were two steaming hot pitchers, and I chose one.
Pitcher? Fucking how long did you hold it, asshole? Shit.
So there's that. Shortly after the podcast, the day after, as a matter of fact, I started my Jamf 300 course.
Okay.
And for those not familiar with Jamf, to put it briefly, if you have Apple devices...
It's the sequel to Bamf.
It's the sequel to...
It's...
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to pronounce I-am-f, and it's not...
Yamf.
Yeah.
Yamf.
Yeah. Prequel to no, nope.
No.
All right, yeah, nope. We're letting that one go into the wild. All right, so the thank you, that was delightful.
I can usually do better.
Yeah, it was half quick. Half Partridge, half Blue's Clues.
While I'm taking a sip, thanks, asshole.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So this course is extremely high intensity. I thought that it would just be the level up from the previous course, and it fucking isn't.
Mm.
Yeah. It's entirely about scripting and super high intensity.
So, quick interruption. Yeah. Java based?
No.
Because it's Jamf?
No, that's right. That's what I was talking about. Thank you.
Okay.
There was a noise,
it's an Apple related.
Talking about Nightcrawler and the X-Men.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. and then Snicked.
Yes.
The companion program to Jamf.
Oh my God.
So this is a program that manages your Apple devices.
Right.
Right. Puts software on them, enforces, screen lockout times and password stuff and whatever, right?
Mm.
That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Passed the 200 course last year. Had a great time. The course was what I would expect. This year, toward the end of the first day on Tuesday, I was crying from frustration.
Oh, honey.
And it's not like I understood the coding part of it and the API calls and all of the technical bits and bobs, but it was just for somebody who takes longer to learn things, doing 18 chapters of work in 3 days.
Accelerated course is not for you.
Yeah.
Not my friend. Yeah. And then you have 2.5 hours for the test.
Yep.
And in that 2.5 hours, you have to do 11 practical assignments.
Jesus.
And 3 full scenarios. And the 3 full scenarios include, basically building something that has 20 or 30 steps.
Right.
Probably. Yeah. And some of those steps are coding something. Even if it's not from scratch, you're having to go and find the code for that thing, often multiple times. And one of the good things about having a documented learning disability is that I was able to say, do you have accommodations? And they said, yes, we will give you an additional 30 minutes. But I will also tell you that 3 hours is still not enough time for me, at least.
Okay.
I got 53%
on that test. Oh, honey.
I learned a lot in that course, and I feel confident that I can do all of those things. Mm-hmm. Perhaps overconfident. But it was also just like he would show you something vaguely related.
Mm-hmm.
You would be given a set of tasks that you should be able to complete based on what you just watched the instructor do. There were no, like, written step-by-step anything.
Sure.
And then there was a reference book that had some code snippets that would be useful.
Okay.
For you to assemble and use and whatever. But most of the time we had, like, 15 or 20 minutes to do three or more things. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so I was falling behind and left with a disastrous choice. I could either work from behind and try to complete those tasks while the instructor is going through the next chapter. Bad news.
Yeah, mm. That would, no.
I could try to work ahead and take what it was that he was teaching and figure out how that would apply to the tasks and try to do the tasks during the entire teaching thing, mm-hmm. which may not work because, you know, often there were little differences in the way that certain things happened. And also, then I'm still splitting my attention between what he's telling us and what I'm trying to do.
Sure.
Right.
Not great, for me, at least. And then the third choice, which I used most often, was to wait until I was completely done and then spend a few hours at home doing the missed tasks
right.
as homework and just hope that the next chapter didn't require anything that I hadn't completed on the previous chapter.
Right.
Yeah. But fuck, it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
But you were going to say...
I was going to ask, are you able to audit the class later? So, like, can you take what you learned from this class, do some studying on your own, auditing the class, taking it again, essentially, mm-hmm. And then trying it again?
I absolutely can.
Okay.
For the full cost of the course. It's one of those.
All right.
And the thing is, until and unless I become incredibly proficient at it to the point where I probably don't need that course, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that test in 3 hours.
Right.
I don't.
No, because, like, I was comparing it to my stuff.
Sure.
Where, like, because they acknowledge how difficult the test is that they provide to us, mm-hmm. you can audit the course within a 6-month period. So you basically get mm-hmm. to take it again without cost. Like, you can just go sure. through it again. That's the audit. And so, yeah, for me, it was like, I went through it the first time when... mm-hmm. Did a bunch of studying, went back and took the course again, audited it. And I was like, oh. Which is like one of those, like, sometimes you just need to do it again to be able to get it. But if they're not providing you an actual, like, audit thing, then that's like, oh, god damn it.
I think for me, and as in for many people, I'm sure, sometimes seeing where you're going helps you a second time through mm-hmm. see when you're learning the basics again. You go, oh, I can see why this is happening because I can see where it's going.
Right.
Well,
you know, and things make more sense then.
Right.
I think the two things that would have made me incredibly successful at this course, just based on the way that I process information, one, more days.
Yeah.
Just take those 18 chapters and instead of cramming them into 3 days, let's cram them into 4. Minimum.
Well, just take a few weeks.
But
there are courses at various universities that you mm-hmm. can take that are 6-week courses
yeah.
where you do it once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And then you have a little bit more time to chew on it.
That would be fucking fantastic. But then the other thing that would have really helped me is if at the end of the task segment, because it was show us and tell mm-hmm. us, and then turn us loose, and we can ask questions if something isn't working, but then we have, you know, a few minutes to complete each task. What would have helped me a lot would be at the end of that, if the instructor had said, okay, now we're going to go back over how most people solve these.
Right.
And we didn't. We just went into the next chapter.
Well, that was your time. I mean, let's move on.
It sounds like he didn't have a lot of time.
No, yeah.
Because
I don't blame the instructor at all. Like, he...
a lot of material.
He was very helpful and mm-hmm. very understanding, and it just wasn't the right speed for me.
James.
Yes.
It sounds very frustrating.
Thank you.
You have my dinosaurs.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so sweet of you to say.
You're welcome.
I, on the other hand, am disappointed in you.
Aww. Wow. Today is a really good day.
He cares enough to be disappointed. Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah.
I actually put forth the effort to have an emotion about you.
Yeah.
A new and slightly lower plateau. I feel good. I'm achieving things.
Yeah. But basically, both my boss and my mentor at work were like, yeah, don't worry about it. You learned something, right?
Yes. And you're pretty sure you can do some of that stuff, right? Yes. And if you decide to take it again, by next year, you will have done a lot of this stuff enough times that you'll be able to do that without even batting an eye. Probably. Yeah. Gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's great. I'm glad that they were so good about that. Yeah. And just like,
they were very kind about it.
Yeah. Like, when I keep comparing to myself because I know you know how to identify with that.
Yeah.
But like, when I took my test, I got my results and my boss was like, it's okay. Like, everybody fails the first time. Like, that happens. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, bitch, I passed.
Oh.
And she was like, oh. Oh, well done then.
Well, all right then. Yeah.
I'm like, I just didn't pass as well as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, get over it.
Oh my shit.
Well, but the thing is,
I barely passed. I'm not taking it again, but I barely passed. And I was like, yeah, all right.
There is something about this that is very different from, for example, like the insurance exam that I took to be a licensed insurance producer. Almost nobody passes that on their first try.
Right.
And I definitely did.
High five.
I got a really good score on it. Felt great about it. Yeah. Was able to do studying because that's, and even like Jamf 200, most of that is knowledge. Where is this thing? Build this thing.
Right.
Using, you know, whatever. And, I did really well at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how the thing. You do. And even like building things exactly, small, precise things exactly with attention to detail and the way that circles overlap and all of that stuff. Great. Yeah. I fucking love it. I'm about it. But this isn't about that. The test is how fast can you do exact work? Yeah. And that's
rough.
That's a whole Achilles, like side, hip, and leg, along with the heel and the rest of the foot, and like an elbow, and
that's rough, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. But yeah, that it stressed me out all week, and I felt like shit. But then by the weekend, I felt better because it was just like I failed. I know that I failed. And I can just start the grieving process.
Right. No, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Went and picked raspberries at Stefan Senpai's.
Oh, I had raspberries for breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They may have come from Stefan Senpai's.
Mm-hmm.
Hand delivered to me.
Ah.
Yes.
Excellent.
I don't need to get them from Stefan Senpai. He gave me the plants.
Did you?
Teach a man to fish.
I laughed super hard when I was over there because I almost stepped on a plant and I looked down and there were these like delicate little white flowers and I was like, oh, what are these? They, you know, and Stefan Senpai said, hostas. And oh, well.
Oh, so. Okay, over the weekend, I got raspberries from Stefan, and I saw
no
James.
One gives me the raspberry.
Lone Star.
But I got these raspberries during my housewarming. Not everybody was invited. Times being what they are, I kind of kept it somewhat limited.
Sorry, just, Troy.
I didn't need... I mean, Troy, I would have sent you an invite. Let's be clear. But that was so delightfully enthusiastic. Thank you, Salsa.
It was supposed to be.
It was a delicate background.
It was supposed to be just me.
I was just distracted.
Sorry. It was. That was entirely.
No, reflexive. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
I don't even know if it was picked up by the mics, to be honest.
I heard it in the headphones, so there's a good chance.
Cool.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody around here wears headphones.
Otherwise, it's just going to be 30 seconds of silence and then us laughing
How
at Salsa.
How long do you think that song is, James?
Look, I have autism. I'm not good at time.
This is fair. And accurate. So,
yes.
Hurts. So
let's,
I had my
Let's have a moment of silence for James. That's long enough.
Oh my god.
That's correct on many levels, actually. That's
well played.
Super correct.
Housewarming took place primarily outside of my house, again, times being what they are. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the biggest yard, but it was big enough for what we were doing. So that was fine. I had a lot of people kind of in waves in and out, which was lovely. Some people stayed much longer than others, and that was also lovely. I gave 7 tours of my house.
8?
8?
Yes, you had one last tour.
I thought he was my 7th. No, he wasn't. He was my 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
At some point, we started counting off.
Was it a 3-hour tour?
No. 3-hour tour. Okay, I'm good. It was in my head as soon as you said it. I needed to get it out. We're good.
But the weather did start getting rough.
So, actually, yeah, my party technically started at 1. The first guests arrived at 1:30. That was to be expected.
Yeah.
We didn't end until, 2:30 at night.
Ooh.
We hit a point where, the last guest had left, and Joe and I were just, we had a fire in the fire thing.
Hmm.
And we're like, this is nice. Should we go to bed? Maybe we should start picking things up, blah, blah, blah. And then we get a phone call.
Oh.
It was somebody being like, hey, I just finished the thing. Are you still going? We're like, yeah, get your ass on over here. And so he was trying to find the place. He had actually just finished up, 2 blocks away from my house.
Yeah.
So he was just walking. And I listened to Joe give him directions and went, this is going to go poorly. Mm-hmm. So, he had been drinking since 1.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, so had I, but yeah. I was pacing myself more, I think. But, yeah, I was like, okay. And at one point, I just hear, Joe looks at his phone and he goes, name of person! I'm not going to say the person's name. But, name! And I was like, Joe, it is midnight and I have neighbors. Stay here. And I walk around the corner of the building and I see the guy crossing over at the intersection on the east side of my house. And I was like, hello! Be quiet, though! We don't know these people! And there was a couple that was walking down the street. And they were like, actually, we think you were your new neighbors.
Oh.
For right next door. And I was like, oh, hey, new neighbors, you want to come over? So I ended up for a couple of hours just hanging out with my neighbors and Joe and our friend. And that was lovely. So, that was a great way to get to meet my neighbors. They just moved here from Miami.
Oh.
But they used to live here. So it's not they're not surprised.
It's not weird.
No, they're just escaping.
Yeah.
Returning back to the fold.
Mm. Ew.
But yeah, it was delightful. And I got to show off my house and lots of people that I liked had come over. But it started rough.
Oh.
Because I had gotten a message from my brother right before the first guest showed up. And the message was, hey, sister. apparently, somebody knocked at the door at our father's house looking for me, trying to buy our mother's house. And I was like, oh, fuck this guy.
Please tell me your dad punched him.
No, it was my stepmother was the one that answered the door, is my understanding.
Please tell me your stepmother punched him.
No, she took the information and passed it on to my brother. Jesus. And so he said, and here's the thing. I will say this. I was like, so apparently it's this Joe guy. Now, here's the thing. A few months back, I had a house buyer named Joe. Basically, he never came to my house, which is great. Like, bonus points there. He just accosted people with my old phone number.
Jesus Christ.
Couldn't even do anything about it, right? So I thought I had that situation handled. And then a Joe is knocking at my dad's door. And then I look it up after everything. And I was like, oh, this is a different predatory house buying Joe.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I was all set to just file a police report and like, I told this guy to stop and he has not, and I'm angry. And so I had righteous anger. And then I found out it was a different Joe. Although, knocking on my parent, like, going door to door trying to find me or my brother to buy my mom's house that we can't even sell him, was like, what the shit? So I was like, okay, well, I will call this person tomorrow or text this person tomorrow because she got the information.
Yeah.
And be like, don't. And yeah, so we, so that happened in the beginning. I vented about it. Salsa's sister-in-law was the first person to show up. And she's a lawyer that focuses in house stuff. So she was like, do you want to vent or do you want advice? And I was like, let me vent first. Then I will take your advice. So, like, timing, I guess. But, like, but yeah. And I was like, okay, deal with it the next day. At 10 a.m. the day after. So I've been partying until 2:30. And then I cleaned up. And then, like, I...
Shit.
Didn't really get to bed until probably about 3:30, maybe even 4. At 10:30 in the morning, the doorbell rings. And I go, well, that's not for me. Anyone that knows me knows not to ring the doorbell at 10:30 a.m. So I ignore it. And then it rings again. And I'm like, well, fuck this bullshit. So I put on my clothes, and I go downstairs to answer the door, and there's nobody there. But there is a note taped to my door. And the note says, hi, Jenna. Spelled correctly, by the way. That's the weirdest thing about this entire thing.
That person is listening to the podcast right now.
Well, stop it.
That person's about to ring on my fucking doorbell.
I know, right? I've been trying to contact you and your brother about buying a house. Please give me a call. He asked for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
In the most literal of ways. And I was like, I just woke up. I haven't had coffee. I am not dealing with this right now. So I do most of my day stuff, more cleanup, more everything else. And then probably about, I think it was like 6:30. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to text this asshole. So I text him to be like, hey, I don't own this house. My brother doesn't own this house. Nobody owns this house. Nobody can sell you this house. It will be foreclosed and go to auction. You can buy it there. Nobody can legally sell you this house. Stop asking me about my dead abusive mom's house. Don't. Because that's a fucking issue for me. Do not contact me again. So he responds. Sorry, didn't mean to cause any problems. I'm just looking for a house for this single mom. And I'm like, oh, play the single mom card, asshole. Do it. I fucking dare you. You really want to get into this with me, bitch? Like, I'll fucking go 5 rounds. But then the next message was, however,
Jesus Christ.
I will give you $4,000 just to have a conversation with me or my lawyer about this.
I will take your $4,000 and that conversation will be,
no,
I can't sell you this house. $4,000, please.
Right. Cash, by the way.
Oh,
cash.
Shit.
$4,000 cash.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I could use $4,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like going over options in my head. Meanwhile, I message the person who has a law degree in this stuff and was like, so this, and she's like, bitch, like you report that person. Mm-hmm. My brother had found the business that this person operates, by the way. And
oh, God.
So yeah, it was just like, oh, you report that business to the state, the attorney.
Yep.
Attorney general.
Yep.
You just do that. And I was like, cool. I'm going to do it later because I'm angry right now and I want to process everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got the fucking receipts.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours later.
Jesus.
I get a message from my landlord.
Jesus Christ.
The fuck.
He's like, hey, so somebody called me on my drive back from Chicago, so I didn't like, couldn't really talk to him much, but I asked him to send me a text. And I said I would forward it to you, so here's the text. And I'm like, all right, landlord, you should know. My mom's dead. I don't own her house, but people keep trying to buy it from me, and this guy's a predatory asshole. And he was like, well, that's a shame. I thought maybe you came into $4,000, and I was going to be like, great for you. Nope. Like, mm-mm. I was like, yeah, if you get any more of these, please let me know.
Yeah.
Because I am keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to buy my mother's house, please know I am keeping track. I cannot sell it to you.
Yes.
Fuck!
Also, fuck off.
I would walk into the office and hold out my hand. Put $4,000 in this hand. And as soon as $4,000 was in my hand, I would say, I cannot legally sell this house, and walk out the fucking door. That's what I would do.
Yeah, the under advisement.
I would happily do that.
Under advisement of my lawyer.
No, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
No, legally it's a terrible idea, but
right,
it's what I would do.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was just like, and I got this message from him. I'm like, okay, what time did you get this message? It was before I told this guy to fuck off.
Okay. All right.
If it had been after, it wouldn't
still
just
really
be
really fucking persistent.
Oh no, he is being legitimately manipulative and predatory.
Yeah,
he just straight up is.
Oh yeah.
So I'm still reporting his business. If it had happened after I told him to stop, fuck, that would be harassment.
Yes,
filed with the police department.
Yes.
Like they're, I am not fucking around with these assholes anymore.
No.
I am so livid. I cried afterwards. I was just like, I can't fucking with you guys. Every time somebody brings this up, I have to relieve shit in my head. Yeah.
So there's that.
So there's that. So all of that has happened.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I am so done with predatory house buyers. Joe called them housing ambulance chasers, and that's just 100% what
much
it is.
Yeah.
It's only the person is dead and not injured.
Grave robbers. Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am unhappy and just not even going to with the next person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to with this. I'm going to report him. I'm going to do all of the proper legal things.
Sure.
And I have documentation and I'm maintaining documentation on anybody that reaches out to me about my mother's house that I cannot sell to them. So yeah, that was fun. But I had housewarming. That was great.
That it was.
Yeah, and my house is all set. Like I finished getting everything. Well, I mean, not basement stuff, but everything else is basically set up good enough for the next while. As I keep moving things in the basement and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all of that set. Now I can focus on all of the other things that I've been putting off for the past couple of months. Yeah, I need to do costuming real quick. I have convergence stuff coming up. I've got a couple other irons in the fire. I'm just like, oh, why have I been putting this off? And I know the answer is because I needed a place to live.
Yeah. Several reasons.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I did. Holy over shit. The weekend. Mm-hmm. I just predatory house buyers, man. Like, and the whole single mom thing. Like, that was it. I was like,
fuck off, yeah.
Oh, sweet cheeks. You've just single mom to the wrong fucking person.
I'm currently sending you 4 tickets to my one woman show for 2023's Fringe, currently on the wait list, which will be the remount of my
2013 show, Memoirs of a Welfare Queen. Mm-hmm. Please come by and then give me $4,000.
Yes.
Here's the thing that, oh my God, here was the other thing though. He's not the first person to offer me $4,000 in cash.
Yep.
$4,000 being the specific amount.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's, why it's
$4,000. Like, it might be just legal
under
thing.
A certain amount or something.
Well, I know
or...
a gift amount is $5,000.
That's probably why.
Before you have to claim it on taxes. Yep. So like, yeah.
Hmm.
No, I had to research that for personal reasons. Yeah.
It might be below what you need to register for a gift, but above what, you know, they can do for petty cash without having to something.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. But, but yeah, $4,000 is the going rate to talk about a house that I can't sell.
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Okay. Salsa?
Yes.
How are we going to make this money?
I would say... talk to somebody about a house I can't sell.
Oh, shit. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll start knocking on doors.
Oh, God. Yeah. The fact, like, somebody was like, that's really creepy that he found your address. I'm like, any asshole can find somebody's address.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just registered to vote in my area with my new address. I just registered new tabs with my new address. Like,
no, the thing is anybody can, but he did.
Right.
And that's the creepy part.
No, I'm way more creeped out that he got my name right. Because even people that know me can't spell my name right. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of people at the office that think I'm Jean. Like, it's just fucking my coworkers can't nail it, but this asshole did. He kind of got 5 points, yeah, honestly.
Just one
wow. M.
Like, yeah. Huh. Creepy. How did he get that right?
Wow.
Ugh. Yeah, not
and
not
still
good.
Be so wrong.
So very wrong. yeah. I didn't respond after the cash offer. I'm just like, nope, I'm just gonna report you.
Yep.
And if you reach out to me again, now it's harassment and we file a police report.
Yes. I think what that's happened was that work. This guy probably intended to go to a convention for realtors. And stumbled into the pickup artist convention and just decided to apply what he learned there.
Well,
anyway, yeah.
My brother found out some real fun dirt on this guy, though, too.
Ooh.
Apparently, he had some kind of a property tax invasion, evasion thing in 2011.
His so business, he's a real skeezball.
His business started in 2012.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Real skis bowl.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Sounds like a choice individual.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, that was my weekend.
Cool.
What have you been up to, Salsa? You weren't at my housewarming.
I did not go to your housewarming party because I was on a 3-hour tour.
Three-hour tour?
Yes. I was in a canoe for 3 hours.
So it was a boat thing.
Yeah.
Did you find the clitoris?
Quite lit. What?
Oh, my God.
All right.
It doesn't look anything like a boat. Why? I don't... What? Anyway.
Did you have oars?
Yes. Of course we did.
Okay.
Gunnels. Don't even like saying it
it's
anymore.
It's not a rowboat. It's a canoe.
Yeah.
God, James.
Anyway. No, my wife and I, my wife was originally going to have a weekend with some friends, and that fell through. Suddenly she found herself with an open weekend. Oh. And And we were like, well, we should do something. And so, like, my wife started looking at things, and she was like, well, we could do this or this. And at one point, she just like, fuck it. You do it. I'm done. I'm out. And she like, you figure it out. And I was like, okay, I guess this is on me. And so I put it together. But we went canoeing down the St. Croix River.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Which is an amazing... If you've never done that, do it.
I'm not much of a canoeer, but...
I have sunburnt knees right now. Which is...
Unrelated.
Complete. No, it was absolutely related.
Oh.
But
it's not rug burn.
Yeah. No. Not this time.
Oh, God. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was demonstrating wrestling moves for my children.
We have vastly different stories.
Yes, we do. Anyway, not to say that I haven't gotten rug burn on my back before, but anyway, no, we went canoeing down the St. Croix. We went with a company called Taylor's Falls Canoe and Kayak Rental.
Wow.
And what they do is basically you rent the canoe for the day. And it's... like I said, a roughly 3-hour tour. Trip. It's about 7 miles.
Yeah.
But you, they open at 9 and they close at 5.
Oh.
And you basically show up anytime in there and get your canoe and off you go. And when you get 7 miles down the river to Osceola, you get out at their little, you know, disembarkment point and they put your canoe on a rack that and you get on a bus and they bus you back to your car.
Oh, nice.
And you're done.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And it's reasonably priced and you just kind of go out there, and there's another company that starts in Osceola and then takes you up to Taylor's Falls and then you just come back to where they are. But that one you need to specify your disembarkment point, your time. Like they have a 9:30 bus and a 10 o'clock bus and a 10:30 bus. You need to specify the time. Whereas this one, you just like, this is the day I want to go, and when I get there, that's when I go.
Yeah. See, but, I had actually been thinking, like, if I was going to do that, I'd do that the other way around, so that when I was done canoeing, I could just drive off. Huh.
Yeah. What I mean, this way, you hop onto the bus in your wet swimsuit and you dry off on the way back to your car. But you know, it was a super good time, because about roughly a third of the way down the river, there's a huge rock island in the middle of the river.
Okay.
And so on the back side of this island, where it eddies, you know, right behind there, it slows down and it deposits all the sediment, and so there's this giant sandbar behind this island.
Is it an open sandbar?
Yeah, it is. But it's this huge sandbar. And so you
beer and
go,
wings.
You know, so you start at, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock or whatever, and you go, you know, an hour or so down the river, you get to the sandbar and you get out and you have lunch, you know, a nice picnic, and you play some frisbee or go swimming and go cliff diving if that's your thing. And because there's cliffs on one side, on the Wisconsin side there.
Yeah.
Which are pretty fucking scary.
You do whatever you want in Wisconsin.
Yeah. But no, it's a super good time, and the water it's not a very shallow river. Like that river is not shallow or not very deep at all.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it warms up quickly, and so the water is nice and tepid, and so you can go swimming without it being freezing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then you go swimming for a while, and then you hop in your canoe and you go down the river some more and pull off to the side and go swimming again or whatever you want, you know.
Picnic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's about 3 hours. We weren't going, like, hell-bent for leather or anything. It was very, like, relaxing, just kind of letting the current take us. And nice. It was about a three-hour trip. It was delightful.
Nice.
So we got done with that about 3-4. You know, somewhere in there. And then we headed into Stillwater, where I had booked us a hotel.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Water Street Inn.
Ooh.
Which, if you've ever been to Stillwater, is above Charlie's Irish Pub.
Wow.
Which is smack fucking dab in the middle of Stillwater, right along the river.
Nice.
Yeah. Prime spot. And Jesus Christ, these rooms.
Yeah.
Like, this room had, like, 13-foot ceilings. It was just, this bed was more ornately carved than I have ever been in a bed before. And it just, like, this room was nice.
Like, you said 13-foot ceilings, and I'm like, that's almost three of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like, you walk into the entrance, you know, a lot of hotels, they have the entrance area where you put your shit down and you bathroom on the side, and then you walk into the room proper. And the entrance area had, like, 10-foot ceilings. So you're always like, wow, you know, and then you walk into the main room and you're like, Jesus Christ, those rooms are, like, ceilings way the fuck up there.
Could I do trapeze?
Yeah, easily in that room.
Excellent.
And just huge windows, and like I said, just this giant, really crazily ornately carved black wood bed, which was beautiful, and it was just a really, really fucking nice experience. So we went to the hotel, dropped off our stuff. The hotel has designated parking, which also, downtown Stillwater, very nice to have. Yeah. And then we had some cocktails. 45th Parallel Distillery, which is in Wisconsin, just opened a satellite location in Stillwater.
Because I've been in the original 45th.
Yep, they just opened a satellite about a month ago. So it's still pretty new. But yeah, it's just this tiny little distillery there. So we went and we had some cocktails while we waited for our table at the restaurant, because the wait at the restaurant was about an hour because Stillwater on a Saturday.
Right.
So yeah, we got our table set up and went and had cocktails and then came back and had our dinner at the Barrel and Bourbon.
I mean, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. They had duck wontons.
Which say it slower. Were
holy shit good. And then I had poutine.
Oh.
A fantastic poutine.
What kind of cheese? What kind of cheese and what kind of gravy? This is important.
It was like a Swiss cheese. It would it was a white cheese.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it was, but it was more like a Swiss.
All right.
Oh.
Very, very stringy and stretchy. It wasn't mozzarella.
Sure.
But, and then the gravy, it was a nice, like, there wasn't a lot of gravy.
Oh.
And that surprised me at first, because I was like, I almost didn't see the gravy at first, but the gravy was at the bottom. Oh. But there was just enough to make it flavorful without making it soggy.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was very, very well done. Okay. Very well done on the ratios there. It was fantastic. It was really, really good. And my wife had a burger that was also really good.
Mm.
And then we had a creme brulee for dessert, which was fantastic. Yeah, everything was good.
Any food that you can play with is just like, yes.
Yeah, it was
but
great.
But a creme brulee is fancy food you can play with.
It was really, really yummy. I confused a guy at the hardware store the other day because I went in to get a kitchen torch.
Sure. Mm.
And I was like, where's the butane torches? And he's like, oh, they're over there. And so I get him. He's like, oh, you going to do some soldering? And I was like, no, I'm going to make a creme brulee. And he went, oh.
Oh, my God.
Like he looked confused that I was in a hardware store buying a torch for cooking. He was like, that's a new one for me.
I approve of this entirely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then we went back to our hotel, and again, this restaurant is above Charlie's Irish Pub, where Inland Seas was playing.
Oh, holy shit!
Oh, yeah, nice.
I know it was very fortuitous. So we stopped off at the pub and listened to Inland Seas for a little bit.
Wonderful.
And you know, had a grand time, and then went to bed, and then we had breakfast in our room the next morning.
Nice.
They brought the room service. And when we checked in, they gave us a little card that we hung on our door that was our order for breakfast the next day.
Nice.
And they brought it up to our room. And I had this pile of delicious. It was It was hash browns.
Okay.
Covered in spinach and then corned beef.
Holy shit.
Oh. And then a couple eggs on top of that.
God nice.
That sounds amazing.
Put an egg on it.
It was so good. Oh. Really fucking good. So yeah, that was my breakfast at this fancy fucking hotel. And then we went antiquing.
Mm. Yeah,
and you did. we antiqued the fuck out of Stillwater because that's what you do in Stillwater.
Yeah, Stillwater is known.
I did forget to mention we went to Blue Sun Soda Shop.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yes, they just opened a Stillwater location.
Oh shit!
Very recently, it's a great little store. They've got the big selection. They got a big candy selection in there as well. I found Whistle Candy, which I haven't seen in 30 years, so you better fucking believe I bought some of those, and I showed them to my kids, and they love them, because they're whistle candy.
Yeah.
You know what the best part about whistle candy is? Eventually the whistles go away.
Yes. They go away pretty fast. They dissolve relatively quickly, but still, just being able to pass that fun on to my kids and be like, here, now blow through it. It's just, it was so good.
Nice.
But they also had something else that I bought for you, James.
Oh! It's so good! It's a tiny little Hylian shield. It's got mints!
It's Zelda mints.
This is wonderful.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
I saw that, I was like, I'm getting that
today. That's adorable!
That's really thoughtful, thank you.
But yeah, and then we got a bunch of
when you're done with the mints in there, you can put other things in it.
Yes.
Like more mints. But they have to be very small.
I think I'm going to use it for laundry quarters.
Mm. Whatever you want. The sky's the limit.
How many laundry quarters? How much is your laundry?
It's about 325 each load.
No, that you can... Okay.
We'll see.
It's pretty flat, is what I'm saying.
And then every time you eat a mint, you can go dun 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 dun.
Troy 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 troy. I'm gonna do that.
That's not the song for.
So yeah, then we went antiquing, but we started at one shop, and it was okay. We found a couple things we really liked, but it was way overpriced, and we were like, we're not really, this shop is not happy with us. And so we went to another one, and this one was very happy with us, because we found things in there that were real nice, and like, it's three stories tall, and the furniture is all on the top floor, and I'm looking around, you know, do a sweep of the first floor, get up to the second floor. And then I saw heaven. It was beautiful.
Is it a sword?
It was a whole section. A whole fucking area with anvils.
Oh shit.
And blacksmithing tools.
Oh.
And machining tools and gauges and clamps and leatherworking tools and it was beautiful, and I kind of blacked out a little bit, and when I came to I had spent a lot of money, and I don't understand exactly what happened. But yeah, I bought a plane, a little block plane, a little cute little block plane. I should show it to you. You'll like it.
I will like it.
A cute little block plane and a spoke shave and, a few other things that were really nice. And after I finally came down from the high, and Raiderly came to lead me away, I leave this area and I get to the next aisle over. That I hadn't even realized was there yet because I was so whoa.
And was it swords?
The whole aisle is case after case after case of block planes.
Okay. Oh shit.
And I almost fell to the floor it to my knees and believed in the voice of God, because holy shit. And it was really reasonably priced stuff too. And then the guy came over to like, you know, with the keys for that section and stuff. And it wasn't just like, you know, what are you looking at, that thing, okay, cool. Like, he knew brand names, and he knew, like,
he knew the history,
details,
the story of the, like, I'm looking at
this
block plane.
He's like, oh, you know, this this spoke shave, I got it's a fucking tandem spoke shave. It's instead of just a single blade, it's got two blades side by side, one of them straight, one of them curved.
Or
you know, coved. And it was like, oh, I've never seen one of these. I have to have these. And then he started to show me that on this brand, they have separate locking mechanisms, where on other brands, that there's a single locking bar that goes across both blades. So if you want to adjust one, the other one gets out of alignment. And where this one, you can adjust each individually. But we're starting to talk about this. And then there's a fucking bowl lathe in the middle over by some of the anvils, and so he starts showing me the different workings, like talking about the different models and stuff, and I'm just like, yes, I will be here all day.
So Raiderly wandered off, and
no, Raiderly came and rescued me. Because
I mean, she should have left you there and had a spa day. Come on.
Oh my god. No, I would have spent our life savings if I could.
There's that,
because it was a lot of hand tools that I wanted badly. Just a bunch of like chisels and like wood carving chisels and things like that, that it was just like, oh.
but if I had this, I could, and then I would be able to, and then this thing would be,
it was great. And then we came home.
Yay.
By the way, the kids were at various places. We didn't have
We don't know. We turned them loose. don't come home.
My daughter was at a sleepover at a friend's house, and my son went to his grandma's house, and everything was fine. So we didn't just like leave them at home and with a bowl like the cats.
And you got home, and the cats were like, you're fucking back.
The cats looked at me and went, oh yeah, you left. And then they saw my wife and went, love me!
Where have you been? How could you abandon us?
I would have.
Because this is our relationship with the cats. I mean, cats tolerate my existence and love my wife.
I appreciate and understand your cats.
No, it was genuinely a fantastic goddamn weekend.
Nice. Good.
Go canoeing down the St. Croix and then spend an afternoon in Stillwater going antiquing and going to Blue Sun Soda Shop. Because. That's my story.
Break?
Yeah, we should do that. It's been,
a long time. Yeah, I was like, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
So, you know, don't sell yourself short is what I'm saying.
I'm no slouch myself. Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Salsa. Welcome back to the conversation.
I guarantee you, this conversation made as much sense now as if I had been listening.
Oh, no, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. It doesn't get better. It just gets further.
And we're back. From salsa.
James. It's been a while.
God damn it. I delight in Salsa's confusion and James's misplaced pride.
Me too. I'm stuck like this. I might as well enjoy it, is the long
fair.
Story short.
Absolutely.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Oh, God.
Stefan Senpai.
Senpai.
Yay, Stefan.
All right. Opening thoughts. Do you know how much of this trivia about kids' crap from our childhood lives rent-free in my head?
Oh. Mm. Oh. Mm. All of it. I assume.
Question number one.
Ooh.
God damn it.
Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Oh, shit.
Or the terrible thunder lizards.
Oh, fuck.
Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
I have not heard of either of these until last week.
They are both cartoon shows. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs was a standalone show, which was about people driving Cadillacs in the time of dinosaurs.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was...
And what was the other 29 minutes and 30 seconds of the show?
It's
probably
same.
22 with commercials.
Yeah, but, it was. But it was all... The weird thing is, they weren't, like, selling toys, as far as I know, or cereal, or anything like... It was just...
Just selling Cadillacs.
Just a fucking weird...
So five-year-olds.
Like, avant-garde...
Didn't you have a Cadillac as a five-year-old?
Saturday morning cartoon show.
Oh.
I had a Lincoln as a college kid, though.
Oldsmobile Supreme. Baby.
Lincoln Town Car.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fancy.
My nephew just restored a Lincoln for his first car.
Was it a Hot Rod Lincoln?
It kind of is. Yeah. He's done a lot of work on it. But yeah. And then Terrible Thunder Lizards was originally like a little dumb, hilariously dumb kind of sketch, mid-show sketch thing in Eek the Cat. The show Eek the Cat.
It was a spin-off of Thundercats.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it terrible?
You know Snarf from Thundercats?
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
It was Snarf and his family.
You're a lot closer than you think. weirdly close.
Okay, so I'm going to say the context is, which would I rather ride?
Oh.
And Terrible Thunder Lizards does not sound nearly as appealing to me as Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, I think, was artistically a much better show, but I definitely laughed. Because it wasn't funny, though. It was...
Okay, you've... just described you.
So it was
see earlier conversation.
Right, yeah. but Eek the Cat was really funny in an Earthworm Jim freakazoid animaniacs kind of way. And Terrible Thunder Lizards just continued that. Two hapless cavemen fearing for their lives around a bunch of equally hapless dinosaurs.
Okay.
That were, I don't know if they were like the A-Team or if they were like the guys from Predator or something, but it like lots of grown-up media got referenced.
Okay.
And it was all very stupid and amazing. Like, Eek the Cat had a Lord of the Flies episode.
Okay. I mean, okay. Yeah. So, there's a certain genre of cartoon that just doesn't quite appeal to me.
Sure.
It's more along the lines of, like, Ren and Stimpy. Mm. There were things I enjoyed about it, mm-hmm. but I didn't enjoy the cartoon, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay. Yep.
Is a cartoon that has moments that I'm like, oh, that's neat. That's a way of going about things. But it just doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the Nickelodeon 90s cartoons.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just like, never quite got into it.
Yeah. I think you would have liked Cadillacs and Dinosaurs a lot more than Eek the Cat or Terrible Thunder Lizards. Right.
Oh, Terrible Thunder Lizards.
Yeah.
They're the military dinosaurs. I recognize the pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go with them just because I recognize the pictures.
I saw a lot more episodes of Eek the Cat and of Terrible Thunder Lizards.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
All right.
I know nothing about them, but I recognize the picture.
But as far as toys, I think Cadillacs and Dinosaurs would have way cooler toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Question number two. Ronin or Skeleton?
Warriors. Skeleton Warriors or Ronin Warriors is what I'm willing to bet. Two completely different cartoons. Ronin Warriors was Power Rangers, but they had like high technology magical samurai armor instead.
Huh.
But it was a Super Sentai show.
Okay.
Ronin are way cooler than skeletons.
That's true.
Skeletons are more easily accessible.
I was going to say skeletons are more common. Jenna makes a really good point.
All of us have them, yes, but that's why they're boring.
Yeah, not everybody
has
a Ronin.
Ronin are fucking cool.
Not everybody has I have a Ronin just hanging out.
I mean, do I, but not everyone.
Oh, that's fair. No. Yeah. I think we should think about our privilege in this situation.
Yeah, Ronin privilege, yeah. Yeah.
I have Ronin guilt now.
All right, if I was going to use one as a dress form, I would probably use the skeleton because it's easier to pad a skeleton to fit a specific figure. Mm. So I'm going skeletons.
I liked the characters from Ronin Warriors a lot better.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go with Ronin Warriors. Plus that was on in the afternoons.
Oh, okay.
I think Skeleton Warriors was only...
Well, that explains why I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I was too busy having a life.
Yeah. And look where that got you.
Oh, no.
The it was same table as me.
A worse choice. A worse choice, apparently.
Yeah.
Question number three. Battle Beasts or M-U-S-C-L-E?
Okay.
I think I might remember Battle Beasts. I've got a vague concept in my brain of Battle Beasts.
I don't remember.
Whereas some kind of muscle-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do like muscles. I have a feeling this was different, and I don't remember.
It's a very different show in Ireland.
Jesus.
The...
Why?
Okay. I can't stop it. that's why.
It worked for that.
It sure as shit did. I would have too. Yeah. So it's Battle Beasts or the second choice was
Muscle.
But like spell it like an acronym type thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was
even Google is not coming up with anything
for muscle. This might be Esoterra that I don't have any grasp
of. You did it, Stefan.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Like, I'm familiar with
How
the name Battle
Beast.
How does
it feel, James?
Me. I'm going to go with Battle Beast on the off chance that Muscle was like a wrestling cartoon.
Okay.
Because I don't think I've ever seen a good wrestling cartoon.
Yeah. Salsa?
Battle Beasts, because it sounds cooler.
Yeah, and, agreed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If one of these were a rock band, Battle Beast would be the cooler rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question number 4. Dragonflies, FLYZ.
Uh-huh.
Or Mighty Max.
Oh, Mighty Max. Better cartoon, better toy.
I still don't know anything.
Mighty Max was Polly Pocket, but it was, instead of being a house with a small woman and her friends, it was a teenage boy with a special hat that gave him access to portals that brought him all over the universe, along with his wizened chicken mentor and giant... warrior guardian Norman against what was it, Skeleton Lord was the bad guy, or like skull Lord. But yeah, it was just a little clamshell toy that would open up, and it would have like almost like a He-Man playset inside it, but all tiny.
Well, now I see why you're going with that one, because it's tiny and adorable.
Yeah.
Okay. What was Dragonflies?
I think it was a flying toy. Oh. Just a, like a...
See, I like flying toys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to go Dragonflies.
Yeah. Like Sky Dancers, but not the same.
Okay.
Yeah. If memory serves. Sure. That one I'm a little more gray area on.
I'm going with Mighty Max because flies is an intentional typo, and homie don't play that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, white boy.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Question number 5. Sky Commanders or the Sectars?
Oh, I don't know either of these. Oh, shit.
Sectaurs.
Fuck. I know that I've heard Sectors, but that's definitely like a first date fucking answer. Like, have you heard this band? Well, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
You know? No. I know that at some point.
Sky Commanders sounds.
Well, there's Skylanders, which was what I thought of first. And I was like, no, that's not the same thing.
But no, I thought of Sky Commander in the World of Tomorrow.
That too. Mm, that was the other thing.
That's probably the association I'm making. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any chance to think of Angelina Jolie with an eye patch is really good one.
Yeah. Any chance to think of Angelina Jolie.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down with that. I don't know. Sky Commander sounds more authoritative, so I'm going that one.
Hmm.
Do that one.
These might be too esoteric for us.
I mean, I'm sure that's what he was going for, but...
What? No way. I don't believe you.
Yeah, this is the...
No skin off my back.
The SAT, but
I don't want the skin off of your back. That's gross.
The Saturday AM test instead of...
It's a cool shirt,
then give it back.
I don't want you. I don't have it. I don't want it. Yuck. Kind of wigged out now.
Yeah. Par for the course.
That awkward moment when you flay the skin from your back and they don't want it.
Ugh.
What's this? I had a date like that once.
A pound of flesh. Why would I want this?
A whole pound.
Ugh. Mm.
1 LB.
Mm-hmm. So Sky Commanders or Sektars?
Yes.
Or the Sektars.
The Sektars. Yeah. Pardon me. Definite article.
Look.
You have one job.
I don't know what the context is here. It might be important.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Good call, Sauce.
You wouldn't want a Sektar.
We need to be
some
precise.
Sektar.
We need to be precise. This is how it
generic
was written.
Generic Sektar.
Yeah.
You want Rock the Lords. Sektar.
So it sounds like insect.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's probably some like insect.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's street sharks, but bugs.
Insect dinosaurs?
Ooh. Then it would be like sectosaurs.
Oh. Yeah.
That definitely would have sold in the 1980s and 90s,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it would have.
Sectosaurs? Like, each dinosaur
But it's already T-A-U-R-S. It's already got the tars.
Oh, sectars. Oh.
S-E-C-T-A-U-R-S.
Okay.
Sektars.
What?
So, all right. Insect dinosaurs?
Or it might be that space No, that was dinosaurs. So it's not dinosaurs. That's not the correct thing.
I'm going with insect dinosaurs.
Fuck. Now I want those toys.
I'm going with Sky Commanders. For no good reason.
I'm going to go with Sektars because I think those toys would be awesome if they are bug dinosaurs.
Triceratsitsi. And a Tyrannosaurus beetle.
Hmm. And a
Bronchia spider.
June bug. Gosaurus.
And a Stega slug.
Ooh, Slugosaurus, yeah.
I like Stega slug.
You're a Stega slug.
Well, that's facts.
Anyway.
It's the slime. It's the mucus.
Ew.
We open up and we find out Cadillacs and dinosaurs or the terrible thunder lizards. If you didn't know anything about either show.
Oh, shit.
Which we don't.
Yeah.
Which one would you assume is the slapstick comedy based on the title? The Cadillacs and dinosaurs, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Well, no, because terrible.
Terrible Thunder Lizard is
in the 80s, though. That was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is 80s.
Semper Fidelis Tyrannosaurus. I think you mean Sic Semper Tyrannis, which means thus always to tyrants. Oh, what did I say? You said always faithful, terrible Thunder Lizard. Oh, that's metal.
Okay.
Living rent free in my head.
What was that?
don't ask him to repeat it, Salsa.
Yeah, No, I'm not. What was that?
It was Venture Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was neither one of these.
No, it was neither one of those.
James, I think you did it. I think you broke them.
I win the podcast when Salsa physically
down,
turns inside out.
The hands are in his face.
Yep.
He is literally kind of pinkish right now in frustration.
When he coughs up a spleen.
Also, probably sunburn, but also frustration. I would say Cadillacs and dinosaurs, but I'm guessing based on the way this is written, it's probably the terrible thunder lizards.
If I knew nothing about it, I would say Cadillacs and dinosaurs sounds pretty slapsticky.
It really does.
Yeah.
Question number two, Ronin or skeleton? Looks like James. Which blank warriors have you watched before, if at all?
Nope.
Both, but I watched a lot more Ronin.
Nope.
None of the above.
Yeah, fair enough.
Question number three, battle beasts or M-U-S-C-L-E?
Hmm.
Which tiny army toy line did you play with when you were a child?
No.
Well, because there were Zoids, but there were Z-Bots before that. I had Z-Bots. I didn't have either of those.
Yeah.
tiny robots.
No idea.
Why wouldn't I want tiny robots?
No idea.
Question for Dragonflies or Mighty Max.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which obvious attempt at grabbing the quote-unquote boy toy market segment using a toy originally designed and marketed towards girls fared better in your opinion?
Oh.
Dragonflies was based on Skydancers and Mighty Max was based on Polly Pocket. Oh.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Mighty Max did better. It is an uninformed opinion, but it's mine, damn it.
The thing is, I'm not 100% sure. I know that Skydancers had a cartoon at one point.
You don't have to be sure. You just need an opinion.
Oh, Mighty Max. It had a chicken. It had a talking chicken.
But did the toy have a talking chicken?
I mean, it was a toy.
The question was about the toys. Well, you're having an opinion, so I suppose it really doesn't matter if it's related to the thing.
Well, I think when it bleeds over into popular media, that's when things hit success, like Ninja Turtles. The toy line was successful, but the cartoon came first. I don't. But
In my opinion, I think Dragonflies was the one I actually heard of.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Question number 5: Sky Commanders or the Sectars? Which property had the weirdest toy gimmick?
Oh.
The Sky Commanders, running string and or webbing between toy bases clamped to chair backs around the dining room.
Shit, that's right.
Or the Sectars, with their riding mount being a spider hand puppet.
I remember both of these now.
I think a hand puppet is weirder just because it's a hand puppet. I think
the hand puppet being a spider riding mount is clever as fuck, and I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, I have to go with the Sectars. Yeah.
Like Centaurs. I probably would have played with the Sky Commander one more.
Because
there's versatility in that one.
Yeah.
But.
Plus, it's awesome just to have like little zip lines all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my son would absolutely go
around. Right? Yeah.
But I think it's like
Insect Centaur. We should get your son some 80s toys.
Is the portmanteau. Is Insect Centaur, I think, is the idea.
Where did he come from? Where did he go? Where did he come from? Portmanteau.
Oregon?
Oh my god.
That was just in my head, and now that exists.
Yep.
I just found the name of a town in my D&D campaign.
Portmanteau?
Portmanteau, yeah.
Nice.
Radley will laugh and the kids won't know why, and it'll be great.
Well, now you can sing that song.
And then part of the quest
I could.
Yeah.
Ask me if I'm gonna.
Discovering parts of things that have been put in trunks and suitcases.
What's that?
Part of the quest is discovering parts of things that have been secreted into suitcases and trunks.
The next quest is going to be more of a mystery, chase type thing. What's that called? Where you're following the clues.
A mystery?
A mystery, yeah.
But just like... like a chase. Like you're,
like a treasure hunt?
Yeah, a treasure hunt. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So.
And, a puzzle quest.
Yes. And it will take them to Portmanteau.
That's amazing. I'm here for it.
Where did it come from? Where did it go?
Closing thoughts.
Where did it come from? Portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
Y'all should check out the YouTube channel Toy Galaxy. In the past few years, they've begun producing 20-ish minute histories of various 80s and 90s cartoons and other kids' action shows. Power Ranger... this sentence is structured weird.
Oh.
They've begun producing 20-ish minute histories of various 80s and 90s cartoons and other kids' action shows Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
That got missed.
Gotcha.
Okay, but...
Beetleborgs, VR Rangers.
Yeah. They also review toys, so they have a playlist of just their histories videos.
Ooh.
And then there's a link, which I can provide.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yay.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the website, aonpodcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five button, and fill out the form. It's that easy. Thank you so much, Stefan, for sending in that Fast Five. Does anybody have a shout out this week?
I want to give a shout out to Rachel because she's been awesome talking with me about stuff. The end.
I would like to give a shout out to everybody who hosted a fun party that I attended this weekend or hosted me this weekend, which
I didn't host
was
you,
weirdly
bitch.
Several people, but especially a shout out to my excellent friends, Charles and Michelle, Charles, bike enthusiast and good friend, who are soon to have their first child.
Yay, babies!
And, yeah. They're gonna need good luck. So, yeah.
All right. Salsa, you got one?
I'm gonna give my shout out to a leisurely canoe trip down a river.
Aww.
I highly recommend you find a river nearby that has a canoe rental type situation and get out there and bring, you know, just a small cooler with some brews and get out there on the river and just kick back in your canoe and have a drink and soak in the, you know, the sun and the water and the calm and the wonderful peace. And it was amazing.
That does sound really nice.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Clinton DeWitt. Clinton DeWitt.
That's okay.
Or is it DeWitt Clinton? I think it's DeWitt Clinton.
No, it's George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
Jenna?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nothing to do with DeWitt, though. Nothing at all to do with DeWitt.
All right. So, streaming, I'm doing that. Follow my channel. I also have at least 4 shows I'm doing for Convergence.
Is that all?
No, 5. I have at least 5. I might be adding a 6th. Make no promises.
Isn't Convergence over?
No.
No.
Nope. This is the last year they're doing it in August. It moves back to July next year.
Oh, okay.
Because of the hotel changes and pre-booked whatevers.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, I will be... Basically, you can find me in Wordslinger's Way. Saturday is when I have 4 performances, at least. One of them, Saturday at 8:30 at Wordfinder's Way, for those attending, is a show that I am producing called Glasses and Spectacles. It is a storytelling challenge show where you have to tell a story while doing a challenge.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. How good are you at math?
Bad.
Can you math while telling a story?
Probably not, unless the story is math.
Can somebody else math while telling a story?
I'm here to tell you a story about 2 trains leaving Chicago and Phoenix at the same time. One train...
Yeah. So that is the show that I am producing. And you should come check that out. I'll also be doing Concept of Anxiety with Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe, Golden Era Stories, again, produced by Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. I will be judging the Poetry Slam on Friday night. I will be doing some solo storytelling in a, it's the Saturday morning storytelling slot. Say that 5 times fast.
Saturday morning storytelling slot. Saturday morning storytelling slot. Saturday morning storytelling slot. Saturday morning storytelling slot. Saturday morning storytelling slot.
Ah, yeah. See?
It's close.
Real good, though. Very proud.
That.
That was only 3
God
times.
No, that was 5. You are bad at math.
I am bad at math.
There are 4 that's, James.
I thought it was for this.
There are 4
like,
that's.
God damn it.
Thank you, Salsa.
Took you long enough to get there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Most of my weekend, I will probably be either performing or volunteering in the Wordslinger's Way area. So come on by and visit me.
Yeah.
Convince me to hang out with you.
Booze will help.
It will. It sure the fuck will.
All right.
What? It's 8:30 in the morning. Nope, booze will help.
Jenna will have stickers.
Oh!
Also, please, for the love of God, do not discuss a house.
Do not try to buy my mom's house. Do not try to buy my mom's house. Do not try to buy my mom's house. I cannot sell you my mom's house.
Ask Jenna for a sticker.
You should, however, give me $4,000.
Yes. And she'll give you a sticker.
Yeah. I have our fancy false science stickers.
For science!
James, do you want some of these too, actually? You'll be there, right?
Nerp.
Oh, well, fuck you then. I'll have stickers.
Yep.
Cool.
This is great because I need another sticker for my new computer. So.
Well, there we go.
I will give myself a sticker.
Can you do that?
This hand? This hand. Here you go, Jenna. Have a sticker. Well, you're very welcome, Jenna.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. If Jenna didn't have a lot of practice giving herself things, then she would probably never orgasm.
Oh. Oh, that's...
We had to go there.
That's...
had to go there.
Look, it is one thing. Go there. To make jokes about me
as
a person. But when you start involving my partners, we need to vet that first, all right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Kay.
Okay.
Don't make me tell you more about my sexual life. We will be here for months.
Her partners are her hands.
Joe has actually said that his hand will always come first.
Wait. Between the two of them?
Yeah. It gets tingly after a while, you know?
Head first?
No, hand gets tingly after a while. That's your hand coming.
Aw. Oh, wow. I need to add a lot more to my repertoire. yeah. Hey, baby. Want to get sexy tonight? Want me to sit on a limb for a while and see what tingles. So anyway, I'll have stickers. Find me at Convergence.
Where were we? Are we on plugs?
We're
now?
On plugs. I just already plugged.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I think I had a stroke. I just...
did your hand come first?
You two were watching and didn't even notice.
Are you still having a stroke?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Should we do something about that?
No, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Let us know, buddy.
He loves the smell of toast in the morning.
I was about to say, is it toast or almonds?
Oh.
Toasted almonds?
Oh.
Oh, that's real bad.
But I'm going to go find Raiderly.
Yeah. This weekend are the last two currently scheduled shows for Death on the Dam, this year's Murder on the Mississippi.
Damn.
They are probably sold out.
No.
Too
bad, suckers.
You can check. Last I heard, there might be one or two tickets for the 8:45 on Saturday. Maybe.
No.
Check. If you want to see it, this might be your last opportunity.
Mm.
If we remount it or do, an encore performance, I'll let you know. But there's that. And then coming up on the 22nd, I will be in this year's Geek Vilification Tennis Show, which is your mom eats everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Everything everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I always love the fucking geek show so much.
Yeah.
Because you can throw shit that absolutely nobody else in any of the other shows is going to pick up.
I have a great Stephen Hawking joke. Actually, no. Jessa has a great Stephen Hawking joke.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I did a joke in Klingon once.
Never heard of it.
That was a good time.
Yes. Oh, my God, James. Oh, fuck. You.
That was very funny.
Thank you. I am amused but mad. Mad but amused. Enough to where I will not have to kill you today.
Yay.
But you better watch your step, mister.
Not good work, Wesley.
Holding the trophy.
Is there any final thoughts?
Bye, bye. Love you. Bye, bye,
bye. In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Excuse me. Thank you to Stefan for sending in the Fast Five.
Yay, Stefan.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,